Now, really, is this USP that big of a deal? Can it really make a dramatic difference in a business?
This is the number one most important thing before you do anything else with a marketing consultancy. You get them to sit down and you figure out what in the world these guys stand for. Because if they can't differentiate themselves, if they don't have a reason they're different, then you can't get to sales scripting, you can't get to copywriting, you can't go to the media cross-promoting, community marketing, because nobody knows why you're different, why you. So the very first thing you do is you have to say, what's your business stand for? And that's the USP. And that's the basis around all the marketing efforts. So you've got to get that defined first.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff. I want to welcome all the HMA consultants to another exclusive interview on the subject of USP. This is an interview with an expert on the subject, Mr. Bill Beaudry. I'm sure after listening to this recording, you're going to have even more clarity on how to develop killer USPs for your clients. Enjoy. Why should these HMA consultants listen to you about this USP? Tell me a little bit about your background and how this whole USP course came along.
Well, Mike, like most marketing consultants, you know, I initially worked in a lot of different fields, finance, healthcare, and things like that, until I settled into the marketing field. And now I do marketing consulting in the U.S., and I also teach it in China at China's Fudan University, which is the number one marketing and journalism school over there. But in dealing with most of my clients, the first thing you find out that they have to do is they have to get a handle on what their business is and what's going to set it apart from the competition. And in order to do that, it all focuses on a USP. And there's a big gap in the marketplace on explaining what in the world a USP is. So what I decided to do is spend about 1 or 2 years pulling together all the information out there on what a USP is and how to craft it to make your business very different and unique, and so it can attract customers versus, you know, your pizza stand versus the guy next door. And I put it into the manual, and it's the only manual out there that explains how in the world you actually craft your USP.
And what does USP stand for, and what are some of the other acronyms that you've heard out there for something meaning the same thing?
Well, the term USP stands for Unique Selling Proposition, and it was coined by Rosser Reeves, who was a real big advertising great in the early 1950s and 60s. But a lot of people refer to it as the customer buying advantage because it's what the buying advantage is for the customer to buy from you versus somebody else. Some people just call it USP or unique selling proposition. There's all sorts of terms for it, competitive advantage. Sometimes people just call it your opportunity niche. There's all sorts of terms like that. But basically, it's what sets you apart from other people that, in the customer's viewpoint, is the reason to come to you rather than a competitor. What's the big promise you're going to deliver for them?
Tell me, what's the difference between a powerful USP and a USP that's just not powerful?
Well, a lot of people will just say we're the best at this or we're number one at that. They'll use all sorts of just regular terms that don't mean anything to anybody. And so, for instance, I'll use the example of pizza once again, where, you know, you can have a city and it can have 10 or 15 little pizza joints. And why should somebody go to one versus another? Sometimes it's because of the taste, location, or what have you. But sometimes everybody knows, okay, well, this pizza joint does something a little bit different, but that little difference magnifies into a big difference in sales. And what makes a USP great versus just good is something that really taps into what exactly the consumers want. You hit the hot spot of the consumers. It might be just one little word difference in, you know, the advertising or how, you know, your business is presented to the customers. And that one little word difference or two words or three words or the color of your truck or what have you can magnify sales incredibly. And so a great USP is something that has these characteristics that really hit the hot buttons of consumers that really, really draws them in like a magnet. What Rosser Reeves said was the proposition has to be very strong that it can move the mass millions. And he said it has to be a proposition that your competitors cannot offer, you know, and it has to be unique. But people like Doug Hall, who has come up with a book, Jumpstart Your Business Brain, which is probably the best book on the research of the USP since Rosser Reeves, you know, he's come up with the idea that, you know, you can only really have at most two promises in a USP. And in general, you can't make your USP too complicated because most people, they just want to remember something simple, all right? They don't want to remember anything complicated. They can't. People are inundated with anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 marketing messages a day. So for your USP to hold and stick, for it to be a sticky USP, it's got to be something that's very, very, very simple, but also it has to sort of hit that hot spot or that sweet spot.
Let's go into some of the characteristics. Number one, your USP must scream a big benefit, overt benefit, ultimate benefit for the customer. Can you expound on that?
Well, the big thing, reason customers come to you is because you're promising them something. So what you have to figure out when you're crafting a USP is, what is it that they want that you're going to supply? And the more overt your benefit, the bigger it is, the more juicy it is, that's what's going to attract more customers versus...
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope this sample audio clip has been helpful to you. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, you'll have the entire database of recordings and interviews that I've done with expert marketing consultants. You'll be able to download them, burn them on CDs, listen to them on your MP3 players. You can print the transcripts, and you'll have 24 access to all the recordings at the HMA University. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, please contact me at 858-274-7851.